streaming on numburst.co.uk. Alison Blazer's Midnight Metal Hour.
And welcome to Midnight Metal Hour with me, Alison Blaze, here on burst.co.uk. If you are new to the show, welcome. Basically, this is just an hour of metal and pure happiness for me. As always, there will be three features on the show, the first of which happens in the first part of the show. It is the Rock Me Softly feature, where we look at the softer side of metal to showcase the real talent that these artists have. To all the non-metalheads, convert the non-believers! And halfway through the show, or about thereabouts, we'll have the Alison Approved track, which is anything that I just really want to share with you. And towards the end of the show, we have the Under the Covers with Metal feature, which is where a cover song is done by a metal band, and this one I'm particularly excited about. So if you tuned into Friday Meltdown with Kieran, you might have an idea what it is, but either way, it's still going to be amazing. It never gets old. It's really good, so definitely stick around for that. If for any reason you miss any part of the show, or you want to go back and listen to a previous episode, or want to listen to this episode after it's aired, you can always go to the Burst website, burst.co.uk, and listen to all the previous episodes on demand. Anyways, let's just get locked in and get some metal.
Yeah.
That was Adelita's Way with their new single, Bad Reputation. I've got a bad reputation. A great one to kick off the show and get us pumped up for the next hour. Whether you're going out tonight or just dancing around like a maniac, like me, I've got your back. Part of this show is about exploration. It's a journey for me and you. There are so many different subgenres of metal that I didn't even know existed before I started this. But that's what the show is all about. We're all learning. As some of you may know, I used to be all metal all the time, and I liked a certain genre, a certain subgenre that is. And anything that didn't fall within that category wasn't real metal or wasn't hardcore. And some of you may feel that way. But the truth is that this genre, metal, is all about helping people feel understood, helping people deal with real issues, and giving them a place to belong. That's what drew me to it. And that's what draws most people to it. And we're a community. We have to support each other. Either way, it's all been good fun. There's a lot that I'm surprised to find out is metal. And hopefully you feel the same. Hopefully this kind of opens your eyes. And don't judge too much, right? That's what it's all about. We're all afraid of being judged. We're all afraid of not fitting in. And metal gives us that place. So let's not judge each other, okay? I'm not saying that anyone is. I just know in the past, I would have been that person. I would have said, you know what? That's not hardcore enough. That's not real metal. Well, that's not true. There are things that I'm discovering that we're going to play, like alt metal and groove metal and funk metal and rap metal and new metal. And it's just, there's so many different things. It's so much fun. Anyways, I'm going to get off my soapbox. Next up, I'm going to move it along. We have a fun one that was a request. Feel free to request anything that you are not hearing on the show. So if that subgenre that you really like or that band that you really like hasn't gotten enough attention or hasn't gotten any attention, tweet it in. Tweet it. You can either tweet it to me at Allison_Blaze or at Burst Radio. You can find the links on the Midnight Metal webpage. So just go to the previous episode. There's links to both those. Send in your requests. I'll give it a shout. I'll play it out. But yeah, I'll just go ahead and get this one going.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior? The broken, the beaten, and the mind. He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
You're
It's time. Rock. Me.
I wrestled a bear once with Mind the Gap for this Midnight Metal's Rock Me Softly feature. That one definitely showcases the softer side of metal. If you've ever listened to anything I Wrestled a Bear Once, that is the complete opposite of what they normally sound like, but it still sounds amazing. I'm a pretty big I Wrestled a Bear Once fan, and I think that one is equally as good as the others. If anything, it kind of makes you want to go in a corner and, like, cry a little bit. Maybe not that extreme, but it is really beautiful. And I love the name, Mind the Gap. It always makes me think of the London Underground system, because if you're, like, waiting and the train is approaching, they'll say, "Mind the Gap, please." And I don't know, it's always fun. So Before that, we had Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. It was a request, but I was loving it. I was dancing like no one was watching, and thank goodness that no one was. But again, always feel free to send in your requests. You can tweet me or at Burst Radio. The links are on the Burst website. And in case you're just now joining us, we just did the Rock Me Softly feature. We've got two more coming up throughout the show. And if you missed anything, this episode will go up on the Burst website sometime after the show finishes. And all previous episodes are on the Burst website, burst.co.uk. Look for Midnight Metal. You'll be good. You got it. I trust you. Next up, we have a band that I fell in love with during my high school days. They just have this unique sound, and it's so good. Here they are. It's Killswitch Engage with I Would Do Anything. Because, let's face it, I would. I love you, you metalheads. Turn it up. To see you free again. I love that. It's just unconditional love. But anyways, next up is a group that had a long hiatus, but they have some of the most loyal fans I've ever seen. I saw them recently at a music festival, and I knew I couldn't miss their act. I like planned out my time. I was ready to go. I got my group together, and I was like, we're going. We have to make it. Come on. But I was not the only one. practically every seat and every single space on the lawn was filled. I had no idea it could get that packed until they came on. It's Breaking Benjamin, and hopefully we'll have the same reaction because the seats were packed and everyone was shouting to the skies. They knew all the words. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. It's off their new album. It's called Bury Me Alive, here on the Midnight Metal Hour. They have not lost their touch after all this time. Anywho's, who is up for some fun? Because I've got Mastodon with Mother Puncher. Now tell me that isn't fun to say. Go ahead, Mother Puncher. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
the song guaranteed to rock your week. This is Allison's approved track.
That was a goodie. That was the Allison approved track for this week. It was God If You Are Above by Falling in Reverse. You may recognize their sound if it sounds a little bit like Escape the Fate, which was on a previous Midnight Metal. That's because their lead singer, Ronnie Radke, is originally from Escape the Fate, as is their bassist, Max Green. And they are also joined by former Bless the Fall lead singer, Craig Mabbitt. So kind of mashup supergroup a little bit, but they make a fantastic sound, great group with great songs. But I chose this one in particular because it kind of just falls within the theme of what I feel like this show in particular is all about, but what this whole Midnight Metal series is about. And we're just coming back to those roots today of that. There's all different kinds of metal, but it's a community for people who want a place to fit in, and this is the place where they can do that, and that's just amazing. So you are welcome here. Everyone is welcome here. We are coming back to that theme, and I'm sending out all the love and good vibes to you all. My little metalheads. Wow. Can't talk. I'm filled up with love. Anyways, we've just passed the halfway marker on the Midnight Metal Hour. I know, it's sad, but we potentially have one of the best covers in the history of covers for the Under the Covers feature. Said covers like 1,000 times there. Anyways, next up, I'm gonna bring it back up. I'm gonna get real heavy, but it should get you pumped. It should get you moshing. This is Winds of Plague.
Tonight!
Winds of Plague with Reloaded. That was probably the best mosh of the night so far. It made me want to punch things, and although I could have, I didn't. I swear I didn't break anything, but it was such a good one. Makes me just feel happy. Anyways, next up is a great band that you may recognize from a previous Under the Covers. They did a wonderful cover of Katy Perry's Hot and Cold. It is Woe Is Me with their song Vengeance.
Fuck you!
Riding songs and voices.
What is Life? Oh my gosh, that was Disturbed with their cover of Simon and Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence for this week's Under the Covers feature. You may have seen that coming if you listened to the Friday Meltdown with Kieran, but I'm sorry, this one never gets old. It may be a bold statement, but that is probably one of the best covers of all covers. Don't get me wrong, the Simon and Garfunkel version is great. Like, they're an amazing band or group, but they had a certain lightness to that song, and Disturbed just made it this heart-wrenching, emotional ride that literally makes you want to go into the corner and just have a little cry, because it's like, oh my gosh, it hits you right in the feels. It's so good. I could play it again and again, and as you can tell, this is the sound for the Rock Me Softly feature. And honestly, I came so close to using it for both because I love it so much, but I thought, no, you know what? I'll leave it, and anyone can go back and listen to it again, or, you know, listen to it on your own time. I wouldn't blame you. It's such a great song. So good. Anyways, I'll move on to a new topic, more upbeat song. Not necessarily happier, but it's fine. It should get you pumped up, get you motivated. It's always a good one. This is Chevelle with The Red. And it's here on the Midnight Metal Hour with me, Allison Blaze. Turn it up. This one is a good one.
They say free when you're singled out. The red, well, it filters through. So lay down, the pain is real. When his side
No, we're coming up to the last song. Hopefully, this has brought you back to the accepting arms of metal and what this genre is all about. I've had a great time with you tonight, and we've explored some fun new songs, new bands, new subgenres. It's all been amazing, all been fun. But if you missed anything, you can catch it again on the Burst website sometime after this ends. So just be on the lookout for it. Try to get it up as quickly as possible. Anyways, have a wonderful evening and weekend. I guess it's morning now, but so have a wonderful morning and weekend. Something like that. This is Bad by The Last Vegas. Good night, my metalheads.